You're listening to the Greencast Advisory Podcast. I'm Glenn Kirby, the technical manager for Syngenta UK and Ireland, and here is where you'll find me talking about the content in my turf blog. They'll be short and to the point, so put on those headphones and have a listen to what I've got to say this time. So we put together an online quiz recently with ICL looking at application technology. And today I'm going to talk about the question to do with PPE, personal protective equipment. So the question we asked was, PPE must be stored in A. Should it be a clean, dry, well-ventilated and secure location? In a locker solely for this purpose? Or separate to the pesticide store? Or is it all of those? Well, I'm really pleased to say out of the 214 of you that answered, around 72% of you got it correct. It is all of the above. All of those criteria should be met. So that does indicate, though, that there's a few people that aren't totally sure on the regs here. It's really important we keep the PPE, your personal protective equipment, clean, dry and well ventilated. It's really important that you have an area solely dedicated to this. In fact, it's in the regulations. I believe it is in the code of practice for PPE at work regulations 1992. It's a legal requirement. And they should definitely be separate to the pesticide store. We should be making sure these things are left in another area so there is no chance of cross-contamination. Now, whilst I appreciate that the glove compartment on a sprayer is a really a convenient place to store your PPE, it is not a good place to store it. We should be keeping that sprayer clean. We should be keeping it neat and tidy. And you should not be storing your PPE on a sprayer. I see it all the time. Now, you jump on the sprayer to go somewhere, and there'll be all sorts of bits and pieces in that glove compartment that could be getting contaminated and cross-contaminated onto your hands. So PPE in general, very, very important. If you go to the Greencast Advisory blog, I've put a load of links on there for the code of practice for disposal of equipment. That's a really important thing as well. Your PPE should be disposed of and treated as contaminant waste and disposed of by a reputable waste disposal contract. There's a whole link on there to some government advice on how to do that in the best way possible. There's a link to the PPE at Works Reg 1992, really useful bit on page 18 there, code of practices. And there's also the NSTS checklist. Come around and they do their tests and their checks. They will be looking to see that you're not storing PPE on that sprayer long term. So just check out your PPE storage facilities, make sure it's good. The key thing here is to keep you safe. You don't want to be putting contaminated clothing into your locker with the rest of your clothing, and you want to make sure that you're clean away from it. So thank you for taking part in the quiz, and join me on the next one. Hope you enjoyed the podcast version of Greencast Advisory. For more content like this, check out the Greencast Advisory blog and don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, take care of yourself and thanks for listening.